Okay, today is Daf Chof Dalet. We're on Chof Gimel Amud Beis. We're 5 lines from the bottom. Toshma. So, thank you. So, yesterday we were discussing the concept of Rov and Karov, right? That Rov, when you have a tension between Rov and Karov, Rov wins. As a matter of fact, we said yesterday, only place in halacha where karov ever comes up, really, is egla rufa. Except our mishnah also came up. Right? If the bird's closer to here. So toshma, nimsa, bring a raya from our mishnah. What did it say in our mishnah? Toshma, akasha. It said nimsa, bein shnei shovachos, if it's found between two dovecotes, karov lezeh shalo, v'karov lezeh shalo. If it's closer to this one, it belongs to this one. If it's closer to that one, it belongs to that one. One has more than the other. One has more birds. So lechora, Karov is beating Rov over here. Right? So the Gemara answer is no. No, they both had the exact same amount of birds. So there was no Rov. There is no Rov. There's only Karov. What about going by more birds in the world? What does that mean, go with more birds in the world? Go with rove birds in the world. Rove birds in the world on that side of the dove code, or rove birds in the world on that side? So, hachav mayaskinan, the answer is, bishvil shal karamim. It's a path of a vineyard. Therefore what? V'im, d'im itha, d'me alma asi. If it came from somewhere else, this bird now came from another place, somewhere else. And we're good, right? If that's true, given d'medadi, since it doesn't fly, it only can hop around. Lo motzi asi, it's not going to go. Why not? Dechol dimedadi v'hadar chazi le limitne medadi. It only is going to walk if it can turn around and see its nest. V'i lo medadi. If not, it won't go. It will not go so far away from its nest. Since it's a krumim, which is a vineyard, it's all tangled, it can't see its nest. So it won't go. In other words, it didn't come from somewhere else. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was, maybe it came from somewhere else, go rove the world. No, the answer is it couldn't have come from somewhere else. Why? Because the birds are too young to fly. They're only going to jump around and walk. And if it won't walk, it won't walk if it can't see its nest. Since in this case it can't see its nest, therefore it won't walk. So the case doesn't come up.
The vineyards block the view?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Af Anon Nami Tanina. We also learned this a similar idea. It says like this. Now, okay, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not even sure what the Gemara is saying is I'm not sure what the Gemara is saying really. But Dam Shinimta Biprozdor, if the Dam of a woman is found in the Prozdor, Prozdor means like the antechamber, right? If it's found over there, so Rashi says, Nimtza dam le'isha ben kos le'rechem, between the walls of the womb, mi ba'chutz, outside, hakari beis achitzon, which is called the beis achitzon. So, and says the Gemara, Sveiko tame. The suffix is, it's tame. We're not sure where the blood came from, but it's found over here. Shechezkaso min ha'makar. Because there's a very good chazakah, there's a very good chance it came from the makar, which the dam in the makar is metame.
Doesn't it depend on the time of the month?
No, it doesn't depend on the time of the month. A dam in a woman's ear is not metame. A dam in a woman's finger is not metame. A dam in her makar is metame. No matter when. It's not normal to see it at certain times of the month, but if you do, you're tame. So, but we don't know. But you know, the issue is that we don't know. So misafek, the chazaka here means rove. The rove dam comes from there. Afagav de ika aliyah de mekarva. Even though there's a place called the aliyah, which is closer to the blood source, but we're still going to go after the rove. Okay? Now, what exactly anatomically does this mean? I don't know. I don't know what it means. We can read the Rashi. It'll make it a little better. So Rashi says, Sveiko tama, it's a long Rashi here. Sveiko tame, safek ze tome vadoes. This safek we're going to treat as vadai tame. We don't know where the blood originated from. We know where it's found. But we don't know where it originated from. Again, if it originated from her finger, she's on Tame. But we don't know where it originated from.
According to Otsgold, the custom sofa says that it's very difficult to reconcile Rashi with what we know about it.
Anatomy. I understand. So, Berehez Rashi says, he says, Shechez Kaso min ha-makar. The Chazak is, which means the Rove. The Rove is, it came from the Makar. The Makar is the uterus. That's where it makes, that where's Tome. Dam there is Tame.
Right.
Dam that originates from there is Tame. Uma Sveka Yeshkan. What's the suffix? Reisha Demasnis in the Mesechus Nida. It's a Reish in the beginning of Mesechus Nida. Mashal Mashalo. Beisha, the Gemara gives a mushal to the body of a woman, hacheder vaapros de vaaliyah, the room, the antechamber, and the second floor. Aliyah means the second floor, right? Dam hacheder tame, the cheder, the room is tame. Vehu hamakar, that's called the makar, that's the uterus, which in olden days they called it the womb, right? Umafarish be Gemara. Hacheder mibifnim. Now the Gemara explains hacheder mibifnim. The cheder is on the inside, but ove gufa on the thickness of her body, letzad achoreha, toward the back. Okay, I have no idea what that means. The pros dor mibachutz letzad poneh. The pros is on the outside, toward the front. Valiya benuya gabishtem, and the aliyah is built on top of both of them. This area is, I don't know what it is. The dam ha'aliyah tahar, the dam of the aliyah is tahar, like a dam of a finger is tahar. The lul pasuach me'aliyah leprosdor, there's a little like an opening from the aliyah to the prosdor. Viktani nintzim beprosdor cheskosim in a makar. If it's found in the antechamber, chances are it came from the makar. Even though the aliyah is closer and that's tahar, still we go after the rov. Zav v'yatza el hachutz hoel v'rov dama mitzuyim bo, since most of the dam is found there, lo amar min aliyah notaf derech halul, we don't say it dripped out of the aliyah, afagav d'aliyah karv l'pros d'shal gabo, even though the aliyah is closer because it's right on top of it. I don't know what that means, I just know, you can just picture it, there's an area where it's karov, an area where it's rov, and we say go after the rov and not after the karov. That's all, the dam's found here, it could have come from A or B. A is Rove, B is Karov. We say it came after A, and therefore she's Tame. What exactly anatomically, I don't know. So, another raya that you follow Rove versus Karov. So, Amalei Rove, Rava, no. Rove u Matsui Kamarta? You're talking about Rove and Matsui. In other words, Rove u Matsui Lekamanda Amar. Nobody says, right, that if it's Rove and Matsui, you go after the Karov. In other words, it's not normal for a woman to be bleeding in the Aliyah, whatever that is. That's not normal. It's very normal for a woman to bleed from the uterus. It's very normal. Every woman in the world does that. So that's not just Rove and Karov. It's Rove and Matsui. It's going to happen. Every woman becomes an Ita. It's just part of life. So for that, to abandon that and go after Karov, nobody does that. Nobody says that. So, Abaye, you know, it's not, this is, the body of a woman is not really a raya.
Yeah.
It's not really a raya. Right. It's not a raya. Rovu matzoi lekalaman dama. Nobody says that. The Tani Reb Chiya, daman into the pros door. If you find dam in the pros door, it's such a vadai. Chayavin aleha al bias mikdash. Let's say she walks into the base of mikdash. She's tame. Right? Tamei, really. V'sarfen alav esak truma. If she touches truma, we're going to burn it. Why? Because we treat it such a vadai. Not a suffik, okay, we're not sure what to do with it, we'll give it to the animals. No. It's a mamash, we're going to burn the truma. It's like mamash truma tmeya. Why? Because it's such a common thing for women to become a nida. Everyone becomes a nida. Every woman that happens to. So that's not a case of rove and karov. Therefore, Abaya, I disagree with you. What was Abaya thinking? That's a good question.
Maybe it was past the time the woman usually has it, so it's an unusual occurrence.
I hear that. That maybe Abaya was thinking that. It's not the time of the month where it should happen.
Or she aged out.
Right, so you're saying it's a case like that. Okay.
It's possible.
So we're talking about a normal woman. Now, anyway, Reb Chiya said that din, right? So We see from Chia three things. Shmamina, first of all, Rov, Akarov, Halach, Acharov. First of all, you go after the Rov. Shmamina, number two. Shmamina, Ruba, Deoraisa. And you also see from here that Rov is a Deoraisa. What does it mean, Rov is Deoraisa? Because we're going to burn the Truma. That's Doraisa Truma, right? Rove, based on a Rove, we're going to burn the Truma. Obviously, Truma's Rove is Doraisa. Obviously, it's Doraisa. So Tosfos says, it's a Tosfos like in the middle of the Tosfos. In the Tosfos of Shmamina, there's a break where it says Haga. Shmamina Ruba Doraisa. Tosfos is wondering, what do you mean Shmamina Ruba Doraisa? Isn't it a Pasuk? Doesn't the Pasuk say Achir Ab Mahatos? What do you mean Shmamina? I need from Chia that Rove is Doraisa. Shkoyach, the Pasuk says that. So what does the Pasuk mean? Achir Ab Mahatos. So Tosva says, Chashiv Le Ruba De Lesa Kamon, a rove that's not in front of us. The Krova, the Beruba De Issa Kamon, if it's a rove that's in front of us, Lo Tzarech Lemedak, I don't need a Shmamina for that. She De Kroksiv, it's a Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Achir Ab Mahatos. What is a Ruba De Issa Kamon, a Ruba that's in front of me? The case of 9 of 10 stores. There are 10 stores here in the block, in the neighborhood. 9 are kosher, 1's not kosher. That's a rove, the itza kamon, it's in front of me. Right? What's a rove, the lesser kamon? A rove, the lesser kamon, is a rove that applies in the world that's not necessarily in front. For example, most women carry a baby to term. That's a rove. That's true. It's a true statement.
Right.
That rove, not in front of me, that rove. Not in front of me, that rove. It's a rove in the world. Rove dam found here is tame because it comes from the woman's uterus. Rove blood is like that. That's not a rove in front of me. That's just a rove that the way the world works. It's a different kind of rove. That rove Achir Ab Mahatos doesn't cover. So how do I know that rove? So we have many sources for that rove. This is one of them. Tosva says, okay. Like the Gemara asks in Chulin, Gavi, hi, the boy Minolan, Hadamrin, and Zilbasaruba. How do you know you go after the rove? Uparach, what do you mean, how do you know, Minolan? Dixiv, Achrab Mahatos. What do you mean, how do you know? The Pasuk says that. So the Gemara explains, no, how do you know it's a real rove not in front of me that you go after the rove? That are other sources. This is one of them. Okay? Shmamina, Isil, Adurab Zera. Number three, we see from here that we hold like Rab Zera. What's Rab Zera? Dabar Abzera, Afal P, Shadalsos, Medina, Noolos. You're going to go after the rove even if the doors of the city are locked. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. It's a little down where we are. Isil Durabzera. The Omar Gabetisha Chanuyos, the case of the 9 stores, sorry, 10 stores, Bishili Parakamat Dixuvos, Vinim Tahalachachar Rove, Umutter. You go after the rove, 9 stores, right in Central Avenue. Are there any non kosher stores?
You're closing quickly.
Right, but maybe there's one left. So if you find meat in the street, well, there's like 10 kosher restaurants and 1 non-kosher, if there's even one. Let's say there's one. We need one. There's one, right? So we'll go after the rove. Now, Afal P, Shadalsos Medina Noolos, even though the doors of the city are closed, Deleko El Chad Ruba Lachshira. Let's say there's only 1 rove to be matarit. Let's say it's 5 and 4. Something like that, right? 6 and 5 stores. 6 kosher, 5... Rov ha'ir shetesha chenuyos sheba mocheres basar shchuta v'achas mocheres nevela 9 sell kosher, 1 sells treif. Deikam milsa debeinan be tarti rube. There's a concept that you need 2 roves. Kidamrinan hasam kigon dalsos medinos psuchos v'rov tabachem sevivus medina Yisrael. More than that, not only are 9 stores kosher, not only that, and only 1 is treif, but there's like a neighborhood or. There's like 10 shochtim in town, 9 of them are Jews, and 1 of them is a goy. So it's like a double rove. A double reason to say that there's a rove here of Jews. Dikel amezal basa tre rube lachshira. Rove ha'ir, rove ha'boy michutzala. There's a rove in the city, and rove people coming into the city are Jews. What about if the doors are locked? So Reb Zera said, so you still have a rove. You don't need a double rove, I still have a rove. What's the rove? It's 9 stores, the kosher stores. Anyone can come in. Or nobody can come in. So the population's fixed, only have one rove, it's good enough. Says the same thing over here. The woman's body is an enclosed thing. So blood can't come from someone else into her body. It doesn't happen like that. So you know what? Let's still go after the rove. Like what Zayra said, even though her body's contained, right?
I had this very shiloh a few months ago, not about the woman, but so my wife was in the thrift store next to Seasons.
Yeah.
And found one of those silicon color molds, which was going for $1. You know, they cost $10 or $15 or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
So I asked Rabbi Willig, can I rely on Rove to assume that this is kosher?
And what did he say?
No.
Why not?
He said you have to ask, why was it there in the first place?
Interesting.
Why would someone get rid of that? Possibly because it got trafed up.
Right, interesting. Okay, so that's another factor which not beyond the scope of this Daf Yomi Shir.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
Yeah.
Right, that's a good question. You go to, right, interesting. So my brother had a similar question. He wanted to buy Pesach dishes from a garage sale or some yard sale or something like that. The person was Jewish. A whole same similar type of question. Yeah, they told him the same thing. They told him no. Da'isha dechidalsos medina no'alos damya, because a woman is like a city with closed doors.
By the way,
yeah.
If you didn't use those dishes for 1 year, you have no problem anyway.
That's not so. I don't know how true that is.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You didn't use the dishes for a year. You can
right.
Whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Da'isha dechidalsos medina no'alos damya va'amar afilo hachi. Kaazlina Basaruba, and even though she's a contained person, no extra blood's coming in, it's still, we go after the rove, and we're still going to make her Tamea, and therefore, another Raya, it's a third thing we learn from this story with the woman. Va'ravahu da'amar, rove u'matzoi lekalaman da'amar. Rava said that when it's rove and matzoi, nobody says that. Nobody disagrees. And then he's the one that says, we see from Rav three varts. Doesn't make sense. How could he say that? So Hadabe Rava Meahi, Rava took it back, right? That for some reason, now Yossi, this is a very dam that's found there is not considered matzui. Rava just retracted that. Why is that not considered matzui? I don't know. Okay. Itmar Chavis Shetzafa Binahar. If a barrel is floating in the river. Floating in the river. So Amar Rav, and there's wine in the barrel. Now, is this wine kosher or is it not kosher? We don't know. Right? So Amar Rav, Nim says, Keneged Ir Shrubi Yisrael Muteres. If it's next to the city that's mostly Jews, it's Muter. Keneged Ir Shruba Nachrim Asura. If it's next to a city mostly non-Jews, it's not kosher.
Maybe floated downstream.
1 second. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Nimtes Keneged Ir Shrubi Yisrael Asura. Shul holds like you. Even if it's found in a city next that's mostly Jews, we still can't say it's kosher. Where did it come from, this barrel? Just because it's here right now, right? Amor mehai dekara asoi. Maybe it came from some other place. I think it's a place called Me'ihik dekira.
It's called Hai
dekara. Hai dekara, which is a non-kosher, which is no Jews live there. No Jews live in that town. Now, lema, let's say, bidrei chanina kamiflagi. They're arguing in the vart of Rabbi Chanina. What beats what? Does Rov win or does Karov win? Right? Rav seems demar isla Rabbi Chanina. Shmuel holds Rabbi Chanina. And what wins? Rov. And Mar lesa Rabbi Chanina. Rav holds like doesn't hold like that. And what wins? Karov wins. So the Gemara says, "Lo, the kule alma isla Rabbi Chanina." Everybody holds from Rabbi Chanina. Everybody agrees with Rabbi Chanina. That what? That Rove wins.
No,
so why is Rav saying that Karov here wins? So I tell you the truth. I'm going to read the Gemara now. It seems like they're arguing in a Metzias about how barrels float down rivers. That's what it seems like they're arguing. That can't be, because they can't be arguing in such a thing. Because it's not something to argue about. Right? Either it's today's Wednesday or it's not Wednesday. You can't argue about that. So I'm not 100% sure how to explain this Gemara. Because now the Gemara says like this. Hacha b'hacha b'flaki. You know what's going on over here? Demar Savar, Rav holds, Im Isa Dimihig Zikara Asi, if it came from that town, that Goyesha town, and would have floated downstream, so Akuli Vishapuri Havi Matbile La. It would have the marks, it means like the stormy and snowy. The barrel will look like it traveled so far. It'll look a war-torn barrel, a used barrel. Rashi says, "Harbi mekomos yesh misham." It's a long journey from there to here. The ad kan shamayim misaklin. The water is stormy. Umisgalgalin kegalgal makom echad machmas kipi shloim because of rocks, aruchim, long things. Aboyim al tochan ar. Vamayim echasen aleim. Vasfinos misgalgalos cham vitovos. Ships are there. They sink. A whole complicated thing. Therefore, since this barrel looks so clean, it didn't come from over there. Therefore what? Therefore it's a Jewish barrel. Why? Because the town here is Jewish. Umar Savar Shmuel holds no Harifa Dinara Nokad Va'asi. The swiftness of the river took the barrel right away. So Rashi says, Shema, maybe. I don't remember dyking the word Shema. Maybe. Mitchila Nafla, the Emsis Hanohar, the barrel fell into the river. B'makom chazko, in a forceful place, right? Umerutas hamayim, and the quickness of the water, hebiyasa, brought the wine here. V'lo haisa, lidnantosimino small. And it didn't move left or right, and that's why it looked so perfect. So are they arguing in Metzius or not? What are they arguing about? How barrels travel down river?
No, they're arguing about the water current of this particular...
That's not, you can't argue about that.
Affecting the barrel.
But you can't, that's not an argument to have. Either it does or it doesn't.
But this particular river
might be
different.
What's the likelihood that it came from upstream? According to the waves and the currents, it probably did not. The first one. The second one says it's possible, it's very possible that it caught a quick current, though. Yeah, it sounds like Metzius.
It sounds like the arguing of Metzius. That's what it sounds like. Which is something which they can't really do, so I don't know how to explain this. Right? What?
They don't know the Metzius. That's their issue.
So they're arguing...
They can't throw it into the river and do a test run from that town.
Why not?
I mean, that's like saying, I don't know, is today Wednesday? I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I hold it's not, I hold it is.
That's not the case.
He's saying, I don't know how the barrels travel down river.
We call that alternative fact.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe it was just...
If it was a way of doing it...
Why does it have to flow down the river?
Because it might be from a Goyish town. So we don't know. So, but the barrel looks so clean. So they're arguing about, can a barrel look clean and still come from far away?
It's
Matthias. That's not Matthias? That's what they're good. The barrel looks like it just got here, like it's a brand new, but really it came from over there. So why does it look so clean? So Shmuel says, because it went fast. Whatever that means. The force of the war. There's no damage. No wear and tear. And Rav says, no, there'll be wear and tear. How could that be machlokas like that? Unless I'm missing something.
He says it's not wear and tear. It says, is it possible for this barrel to go from this town or not?
If it was
he
normal,
says it's impossible because the current's blowing right out. Second one says, yeah, it's possible. It's not the condition of the barrel.
It's not the barrel, it's the question of the current.
Right.
So they're arguing about the current. How does that change anything? How does that change the Metzius? So the question
current is,
can the currents take the barrel downstream?
If it's fast current or slow current?
Yeah, because it's without any wear and tear.
It's not constant.
Metzius is a constant.
Right. She's saying it's not constant, so therefore it's not a question of Machlokas and Metzius. Okay.
What do you say? One of the quick distinction is that most cases you find it stationary. Here the thing is moving. It's in the water. I know it's...
It's bobbing up and down in the water.
It's always moving in the water. It's not in one spot. Most
right
cases you find the hot dog on the street, it's not moving. Here it's moving in the water.
I hear. Okay, next. Hahu Chatzava, there was a barrel, the chamra of wine, the ishtakech repardesa the orla. It was sitting in an orla field. So is it orla, the wine? Shari Ravina. Ravina says mutter. Why? Lema mishub the sarvala derbi chanina. Row of wine in the world is not orla wine. And not karov. Karov means it's mamash orla. It's in the orla field. Shiny hasam. The e mignav mine. If it was stolen, so ignu it's nuay bigade lo matznia. Nobody's going to hide a wine in the middle of a vineyard. That's ridiculous. Nobody does that. So it must be it's legitimate wine, and therefore row of wine is not orla.
Well, orla would apply to the vines to turn into wine also.
Yeah. The Tosfos asks, look at the third to last Tosfos, that's Nuri Begave. Listen to this Tosfos. Vim Tomar, Mikol Malkum Yei Aser. It should still be Aser, the wine. Why? Deruba de Nachrim, Deruba de Alma Nachrim, Ninav Haviyayin Esach. So to go after the rove. Rove wine in the world is not kosher wine.
Correct.
Right? Rove wine is not kosher. V'yesh lomar, Derov ganave Yisrael. Most thieves are Jews. Wine thieves, I guess. Kida'amar b'perek basro da'avodah zarah. And therefore, we're not going to say it's Yahya Nesach. Asks the Rishash, 1 minute. But who'd they steal the wine from? They still rove wine in the world as non-kosher wine. Right? So the Rishash, so it's still a problem. So the Rishash answers, no, nobody will ever drink non-kosher wine. Who what kind of thief would drink non-kosher wine?
What kind
of thief who's stealing wine is going to steal treif wine? No one's going to do that, says the Rishash. You hear this word? Only steal kosher wine, of course. I'm not going to be over kashrus. Just because I'm over Geneva doesn't mean I'm over kashrus. No, I'm only going to steal from a Jew. You hear that? It's always that way, right?
Someone's not religious can make, render something Yahya. Why would this God of make the thing Yahya?
Who said non-religious person can make wine? Who said that?
No, we have a discussion about that.
Not in times of Gemara. Right?
Why are we taking the right from the world? Why are we taking the right from the name?
Because the barrel came from who knows where. That's why.
Yeah. It's found here. So I'm saying it's...
Right, it's a fair question. How far do you extend it?
How far are you going
to
go?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't understand the first part of it, because why would you use all the grapes to make wine?
What?
What do you do?
You have nothing else to do with them.
Because you don't know.
You have nothing... The Asr Bahana. See, the tithe is too great. So you made wine out of it. That's why.
You can't then drink.
What? Okay, but you don't know. You're gonna violate that also. So the answer is, it's unbelievable, Rishash. It's such a human nature. Yeah. They'll do with that avera, but they won't do that avera.
Yeah.
They'll steal. They'll steal. But they won't eat treif. They won't miss Ban Kriyishma. That they're not gonna do. But they're gonna steal. Right?
So much from that field. I've been to many vineyards. I didn't see one barrel in the field. You see it in the
right.
Battery,
so Vahani Mili Chamra. That's only true if it's wine. Avol Invi Matznia. But grapes, they will hide there. Okay. Hani Ziki the Chamra. There was these barrels of wine. The Ashkechad the Ishtakal Bei Kupoi. That they were found among the vineyards. Sharinu Rava. Rava said it's mutter. Leim Alos Avol Rabbi Chanina. Maybe he doesn't hold like Rabbi Chanina. Why? Because he's going basar karov and he's not going after the rove, right? Shani Hassam, there it's different. The ruva dish puchai Yisrael ninu. Most of the ones who pour their wine are Jews. Rashi says on top. Shov chayayim in achavis lenodos limkar laovrei drachim bimedina zos. We're Jews, so therefore there's no yayin esach problem. That's only on big barrel, big jugs. Aval zutri, but on small jugs, Amar ma'avre ma'ovre drachim nafal. It could have fallen from a passerby. The iika ravrevi bahadayu, and if there's big ones among the little ones, then Amar ba'abrure havi manchi. They were placed among the big ones, and therefore even the little ones are going to be kosher. Okay. Next Mishnah. Marchikin es ha'ilon min ha'ir esin v'chamesh ama. You have to distance a tree 25 amos from a city. Okay?
Didn't we say 50?
No, we didn't say 50. I think it was a pit was 50. That's the next Mishnah later.
Shovach
was 50. Shovach was 50. Oh. Here it's because of roots. U'becharuv u'beshikma, and with a buxa tree, carob, and shikma, carob is also called St. John's bread, right?
Yes.
And a shikma is a sycamore tree. Chamishimama, that's 50. Abashal Omer, kol ilon srak chamishimama. Any non-fruit-bearing tree is 50 amos. V'im ha'ir kadma, if the city came first, and then I built a tree over here, and somehow no one stopped me, and everyone came, oh my goodness, you built a tree over here. What's going on here? We're going to cut the tree down. The Einar knows he's dumb him. Not pay. Why? Because you put the tree here later. V'im ilan kadam, if the tree was here first, my tree was here. Now you came and built a city here. Code states, we're still going to cut it down. We're still cutting it down. V'no sein damim, but now at least we'll pay for it. Safek zeh kadam. If it's a safek, which one came first? Code states, cut it down. V'ein no sein damim, and you don't get the money. Okay? Now, my taiba, what's the reason you have to put a tree 25 amos away from a city? Why? So, Amar Ula Mishum Noi Ha'ir. To beautify the city. right? To beautify the city. So many hold, this only applies in Eretz Yisrael, this din. Because I care what wood may look, I care what the chutzlars looks like. No such thing. No, we'll see later, in a few minutes, about this issue.
Don't you want trees in the city? It makes it beautiful.
Hmm?
You don't want trees
in the city. No, it says here on the...
most towns in Israel now put trees in to beautify the city.
It says here on the border.
Yeah, I don't know. For typically, 1 minute. There's another thing. Learn it from here. The ain oath in sada migrash, v'lo migrash sada. You can't make the migrash is the outskirts of the city was supposed to be empty. That was beautiful. Not trees, not great, nothing. You can't make a migrash into a sada or a sada into a migrash. Where Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Mishnah b'perek achron shel erchin. It's a Mishnah in erchin. It says, "Umigrash elef amahu." It's 1,000 amos. The chol elef ama also la sosa sada. You can't even make it into a field. Not trees, nothing. So you know this already. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha the Rebbe Lazar." No, I need this dinner for Rebbe Lazar. The Amar who says, "Osin sada migrash sada migrash umigrash sada." He says, "You can." Hacha mishum no here lo avzina. But here for beauty, you can't do it. Rabbona nami. Damrin on ain oath in sada migrash flow migrash sada. He says you can't. Hani mili zwayim. That's only true by zwayim, by seed. Avil ilanos avdinon. But trees you could make a migrash. You could. V'hacham yishum na ha'ir lo. But here because of na ha'ir you can't. Umanat timra deshani bein zwayim li ilanos. How do I know there's a difference between a tree? Trees and a garden, really, and grass. The Tanya, karfef, if you have a karfef, which is a very large area, yosim beis asayim, more than beis asayim, shehokaf l'dira, and it's made now for dira, you fenced it in for a dira, right? So, nizra rubo, if you plant now a garden in there, harehu kagina, it becomes a garden, va'asar, and it loses its status as a dira, and therefore you can't carry in there anymore. Because it's now called a garden, and it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore it's too big, therefore you can't carry in there. Nita rubo, but if you plant trees in there, harehu kachatzir mutter, it's like a chatzir and it's mutter. So what do you see? There's a huge difference between trees and non-trees. Then we said, v'ima ir kadma, if the city came first, kotzeitz, you cut it down, v'ein anosin damim, and you don't give money. So maishnan gabi bar, how come by a bar, diktani kotzeitz v'nosin damim? You cut it down and you pay for the tree. How come he don't pay? So Amar Rav Kahana, Dikra debe shutve lo chamime v'lo karira. Because a pot that's owned by two people doesn't get cold, it doesn't get hot. In other words, nobody, if you cut down this tree and you have to pay, who's cutting down the tree? So I'm not going to cut that. Why should I pay? Neighbor's going to say, why should I pay? Right, I guess there was nobody in the city that was going to do it. No one's going to do it. Therefore, you don't have to pay. Oh, you don't have to pay, I'll do it. You hear this vart? Says Rashi, the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Shezeh somech al zeh, each one relies on the other one. Af kan, dami ha'ilan, demei ha'ilan, mi yitnim. Who's paying for the tree? The guy built his tree before the city. So the halacha is, we cut the tree down, we have to pay. Who's paying? I'm not paying. Let him do it. Let him cut it down. He'll let him pay. Everyone passes the buck. In bas litla v'abnei ha'ir, if you're going to make the city pay for it, kol echad omer mimeni lo yaschilu. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. V'nimtza ha'ilon omed, the tree's not going to get cut down. It's going to stay there. V'ha'ir miguna, and it's going to be ugly. V'ein zet tif eres, eres Yisrael. That's not pretty for the land of Israel. That's what that means. Right? You hear?
Yeah.
So Tosfos asks, second Tosfos asked, Tema L'Rashba, Im Kain, Kisha'ilan Kadam, if the tree comes first, Amai no sin dam hai taima. Why do you pay for that reason? Why do you pay? Why doesn't everyone just pass the buck? The Yesh Lomar, the Kishil Ilan Kadam, when the tree was there first, Kivan the Samach Beheter, since it was built there Beheter, Ein Lismo, Ein Lachash Imis Atfu V'Yishar Ilan Omeid. We don't really care if the tree stays there. After all, it was put Beheter. So no one wants to cut it down. No one wants to pay. Okay, so let it stay there. Why isn't that a problem of Tiferes Eretz Yisrael? It was there first. Then he says, Od aval od kashalo. Okay. Fine. Let's go weiter. Umay kusha. What was the whole question? Dilma shiny hezekah the rabbim hezekah the yachid. Maybe a rabbim is different than a yachid. Right? Ella idmar the rav kahana asefa idmar. He said on the seifa, ima ilan kadam, if the tree it was there first, kotet v'notz in damim. Right? You have to cut it down, you have to pay. V'leim alahu. Why can't the bala ilan say to the city, have a liberation, dummy, first pay me, v'hadar akut, then cut it down, no one's going to pay me. Therefore, amar of kahana, kedera, debe shutfe lo chamim v'lo kariret. You're right, no one's going to cut it down. If you have to pay first, no one's going to cut it down. Why? Everyone's going to say, I'm not paying, let him cut it down, let him pay. Here, if it's a suffix, you don't pay. But by a bar, you can't even cut it down if it's a suffix. How come over here you cut it down and you don't pay? The answer is, Hasam, Vada lav lemekat koi. There, in not every case, you have to cut the tree down. Here in our Mishnah, in every case, the tree gets cut down. Whether the tree was there built first or not, it gets cut down. The only question is, you have to pay or not. So, therefore, you're cutting it down no matter what. Sveiko, but by the pit, you don't always have to cut it down. Therefore, Sveiko nami lo amrinan le lekotz. You don't have to cut it down. Hacha over here, vada lemekatz koi. No matter what, it's getting cut down. The only issue is, you're paying or not. So Sveiko nami amrinan le lekotz. So even if it's a suffix, you cut it down. Vimi shum dummy, what about the money? Amrinan le ayi raya vishakal. So bring me a raya, then I'll give you the money. Very simple. Okay? Next Mishnah. Marchikin is a goren kavua min a ir chamishim ama, a granary, right? A silo, a kavua one is 50 amas away from the city. Lo yasa adam goren kavua b'soch shalo. You can't put one in, not even in your property. Elim ken yishol chamishim ama lekol ruach. Unless you have 50 amas radius in all directions. Umarchik mitniyosef shel chaveru uminiro b'chtei shelo yazik. And you have to distance it from your neighbor's planted field or harvested field, as long as it doesn't do damage. Maishna ratio, maishna seifa. The ratio we said 50 amos, and the seifa we said damage. Amar Abaya, seifa asan lagorin she'eno kavua. The seifa is talking about a silo, a granary that's not kavua. Hechi dami gorin she'eno kavua. What is that? Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanina, kol she'eno zora bereches. When you don't do zora with a winnowing tool.
Shovel.
You do it with your hands or something. Ravashi Amar, no. Ma tam, the mission is explaining itself. Ma tam achikin goren kavum in ir chamishim ama. Why do I have to distance at 50 amos? Kedei shlo yazik, so I don't do any damage. That's all. Meisvei, marchikin goren kavum in ir chamishim ama. You have to distance at 50 amos.
Gesund.
Ukishem shemarchikim in ir chamishim ama, kacha marchikim midluav umikishuav. You have to distance it from the melons and from the kishun melons and gourds. Umenatiyosav cucumbers, yeah, good cucumbers. Umenatiyosav and from your plantings, uminiro and from your plowed field, shalchavero chamishim ama 50 amos kedei shelo yazik. So what do you see from here? It's always 50 amos. Doesn't make a difference what's going on. Bishlam al Ravashi Nicha. Of course, Ravashi said that the Mishnah is explaining itself. You're right. It's not a kasha. El Abaya kasha. Abaya distinguished between different kinds of fields. Right? Different kinds of granaries. You see, there's no distinction. Okay.
The only difference they made was whether it's a permanent.
Right, exactly. So you see, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, kasha. That's a kasha. All right?
Is that a teku or just a kasha?
It's a kasha, so it's not a teku. Another minute. Bishlam mimi kishuav mediluav. So I understand from kishuin and diluin the azal avka, the dust comes, the asi belibe, and it goes into the neighbor's field, umatsule, and it does damage, right?
It dries them up.
Eliminira amai. What about it's already harvested? So what kind of damage am I causing? Amar of Avar Bar Zavda, Vitam of Avar Bar Zutra, Bibnesha Ose Oso Golol. Because it makes some kind of dust that ruins the that comes up from the fertilizer and it dries that out and
over manures
it and it ruins the field. So therefore you have to distance it even if the field's already been plowed. It still could damage the field. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Sure.